We are ready to roll. Okay, so we just finished last week the Shari Yichud V'Emuna, and one of the themes that came out certainly in the last prokim were the emphasis on the fact that just as the Rebbeinu Shlomo is infinite, his midas are infinite. Stressed again and again and again that the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlomo has to be infinite, and the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and therefore just like his creation, which was the Olam Chesed Yibana, goes on and on, so too his gvura, the Koyach HaTzimtzum. And all of us were left with this, okay, or as my father puts it, how is this going to help me tie my shoes in the morning? And then I came upon this piece, and it was all answered for me. So let's take a look at we'll start with the Divrei Chaim in Parshas Emor. And we will then take it to his Rebbe, the Rav Shitzurov, and back to the Divrei Chaim, and we'll see how incredibly this issue of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's midas being infinite help us wake up in the morning. Okay, so this is on, if you have the new print of the Divrei Chaim, it's on Daf Kuf Mem Hey, the first mimer in Parshas Emor. B'pasuk l'nefesh l'yitama be'amov, the Torah tells us the law of the Kohanim, that he's not allowed to contaminate himself to a soul be'amav kiim l'sheira akarav elav v'nidol ani yazdaiti the fire shal pima sheshamati memori v'rabi merenir b'yosa laharavitz mitarigrad. I want to explain this according to what I heard from my master, my teacher, Rabbi Yosel Laharavitz of Tanigrad. I did not do research who that is. Sha'amar be'amav, he translated, the word be'amav means he shouldn't contaminate to any Jew in his nation. So he translated, he defined the word be'amav, meloshin kviya, from a language of extinguishing. Was heist. It means as to extinguish, as putting out a fire. So what does that mean here? Says the Divrei. I want to explain this. Even if a person did many sins, yaseh tshuva. The person should repent. V'lo yisyayesh, and he should never despair. Loimar, to say, shekvatim enafshech hasashom, that I've already contaminated my soul, heaven forbid, says the Divrei Chaim, and therefore, it's too late. I've already done too much damage to myself. I'm damaged goods. I'm too compromised. Asur loimar kein. It is prohibited for a person to place themselves beyond the scope of tshuva. Why not? Ki afilu morad kol yomov, even if a person has rebelled his entire life, ve'asa tshuva be'achrayin, and he does tshuva at the end of his life, moichlin lo, he is forgiven. V'nikra yidid, and not only is he forgiven, but he is called to the Ribbono shel Olam a friend, a yidid, kimavaya b'Rambam zalichos tshuva, the famous Rambam that everybody learns during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Ulechei, and for this reason, al yoyimar odam chas v'sholom shekvati menavshoi lo yoyel tshuva. A person should never say that I have done so much damage to myself that tshuva will not work for me, because it's simply not true. V'rak, what's more, says the Divrei Chaim, v'rak behanhogas olam hazeh yenishba libay. So when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person's got to be gung-ho, excited, passionate. You did. When it comes to matters of this world, there a person's allowed to have a broken heart. V'im royet tzadikim misnagi minyane hanas olam beharvacha. And even if a person sees great people who conduct themselves with great splendor, yarchik atzmem mevesvis, the person who is doing tshuva should distance themselves from luxury, How can I ever compare myself to tzaddikim who have not created, corrupted, who have not destroyed? That's not the case with me. The main thing is that a person who has sinned, that they should not be arrogant. Says the Divrei Chaim, look how he puts it into this pasuk. Lenefesh lo yitame be'amav. He shall not contaminate himself to a soul be'amav, meaning gam shekimat kavsa. Even if the person, huh?
The Chayz's brother.
Yeah?
He was the Divrei Chaim's first brother.
Rebbe?
Yeah, so Halevi, the brother of the Chayz.
Wow, Tarnagrad. Cool. Okay. Tarnagrad was a Jewish city.
That's where the Divrei Chaim was from there.
All right, so it's the Chayz's brother.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, but he's explained that the Divrei Chaim is taking and taking a step further. He says, even if he has done terrible things, kimat kavsa, and he feels like there's no spark left, it's almost, he's almost spiritually dead. Afal pikein, despite that, leyitame, he shall not declare himself tame, v'yisya'esh chas v'shalom min ha-tshuva, and therefore despair of being able to do tshuva. Why not? Ki aroshem kedusha nishar, because the impression of holiness is always there. V'yochel b'kal lachsa l'sharsha, and the person can easily go back home to his source. U'lechein, therefore, lo yitame nafshech chas v'shalom. The Torah warns us, do not contaminate yourself further. Don't declare yourself beyond hope. This is what the Mishnah means in Pirkei Avos. Al tirosha b'fnei atzmecha, do not consider oneself wicked. Rak toimar. Rather, a person should say, afal pi shechatosi, even though I have erred, I have sinned, I have corrupted, yimcha li HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-yidei ha-tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will forgive me through my doing tshuva. The Anikri Yadid Kenawa, not only will I be forgiven, but I will once again be called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yadid. Ay, where am I allowed to consider myself? Tomei. Ki'im l'sha'eroi. Hainu ha'guf. When it comes to matters of the physical world, referring to the body. When it comes to physical matters, the tame, a person can then consider themselves compromised. To the point where for that reason they will withhold, they will restrain themselves from indulging in matters of this world. Lo'ov evolima, he continues the pasuk, to the father and the mother, hanei litzad chedek haguf nishabay mitzad aveim. That contribution, because remember everybody on this pasuk, all the mafarshim talk about the fact that there's a contribution from father and mother, which is the body, and then there's the third partner, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo'ov evolitame, to that portion, meaning to the physical body, which we received from father and from mother, yitame, that you can contaminate, meaning that a person can consider themselves tame. A person needs to be exceedingly careful that he shouldn't sin with the physical components that we were given from father and mother. Turn the page to Kuf Mem Vav, and to his sister, that means to bring together the ripped portions, that is a language of connection. That is, to the natural attachment that exists between body and soul. So it is one, habsula, that area which is unprocessed, the virgin area of body, shalei kibbal adayin ol Torah, that has yet to accept upon itself the yoke of Torah, lias nikra kala me'urasa, it is not yet betrothed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, libchinazu, to that level of our being, muta the tamas atzmei. There one can consider themselves compromised. Ulayin, and to, in that area of life, to do introspection. that he has not yet reached perfection. And there a person can think about themselves as being flawed and they need rectification. But when it comes to any matter pertaining to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not consider yourself flawed, contaminated, beyond reproach. There needs to be simcha and islavus, passion and joy. There we need to consider ourselves first-class citizens. Okay? Now, why is that related in any which way to what we learned in Shari Yichud? So take a look at the Zera Kodesh. The Rebbe of the Divrei Chaim. So Parshas Lech Lecha. It's the second Maimer in Lech Lecha. Should be in yours. It's page Lamed Aleph. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Says Reb Naftali Tzvi Horowitz of Rapshitz. Ki Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom Ahoyim Shaitei Tu Mechashiv B'machshavtei Tomid Shivlusi. Avraham Avinu, we know, was exceedingly humble. And he constantly, in his own thoughts, was always contemplated his own humility, his lowliness. And he constantly thought, Avraham Avinu was constantly thinking about how will I ever attain, how will I ever become a great tzaddik. To the point where I am going to be the vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make his being, his presence, his Kedusha known in the world. Avraham Avinu was the man. Right? He realized nobody else was going to do it. So he had the responsibility of being the vehicle to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu known to the world. How can he possibly do that thinking of himself as being so low? According to his desire and his yearning. After all, V'ani ba me eretz meladati. Look who I come from. Meir Kazdim. I come from a city of anshei resha, of wicked people. U'meladati u'mishpachti, and my birthplace, and my family, ve'avoysai, and my ancestors, he'mo'ivdi avidizor, they're idolaters. My family is wicked, my parents were wicked, my birthplace is wicked, my school was wicked. Everything he's got. No, there's no past here. It's all corrupt. Look at my background. And I'm going to be the one who's going to make the Rebbeinu's life. No, Echad Hayah Avraham. Avraham Avinu is going to be the one who's going to make. Look, the Rebbeinu is using such a compromised vehicle. How can it be, Avraham Avinu is asking, that he's going to be the one? Who else would be? Ubamis. In truth. Avshatoiv Ma'id, says the Rapshatzeruv. Even though it's very good, Shalom Yachshav Shiflusai, for a person to ponder their lowliness. V'lovay l'midas hachnova nova, and to truly come to humility. Im kolzeh, despite that. V'ayig ba'libay b'darkei Hashem k'siv, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says that when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there needs to be pride. There needs to be a presence of hagbas halev, of uplifting of the heart. Ki l'avaydoso yizborach shemoi tzorech odom laharchiv daitoi. When it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person needs an expansive mind, v'lagbias atzmein, to uplift themselves. There needs to be pride. Now, izim shiflus soivach nosai hakvua b'libay hu al derech zeh. So, how do we balance that with the shiflus, with the lowliness and the humility that is embedded in a person's heart? So he says like this. Here's how the two can go together. Kivin shiyodeya. If a person has absolute conviction, shein shir ve'erach v'soif lechaz devrach menusis baruch shemai, that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and his pity and his compassion, there are no limits. Right, just like Hashem is an Ein Sof, just like Hashem is infinite. His midos are infinite, and he's totally unified with his midos, as we learn in Shayichet Vemuna. Kum tachayis that Rabbi Nishalem's mercy, his compassion, is infinite as well. Is vim omar yoimar ha'adam. If a person will, God forbid, say, in his ba'alel, that what? Sha'anoichi, that I, machma shabosi, because I came midor, from a generation, umishpocha, and from a family, va'avi, and from a father, shem rishoim, that are wicked. Or if a person will say that I myself have done terrible things, and because of that, I can't possibly be a tzaddik, I can't be a great person because I've so messed up my life, it's not possible for me to be a vehicle through which Kiddush Hashem Shemayim is going to come about. If a person says something like this, they have just limited Hashem's pity and compassion and mercy. They've just placed the limitations. What you're saying is, the Rebbein Shalom's chesed is good if you've done 22.5 averis. But if you've done 45 averis, there Hashem's chesed doesn't reach. You've just limited the Rebbein Shalom. That's borderline heresy. That's kfir. Ube'emes, the truth is, go to Daf Lamed Beis. Loi kenu kanal, it's not true. Al derech kimcha slicha leman tivare, the Rebbein Shalom owns the mida of slicha. Ube'zen nisrachiv da'etiv achshavte. Knowing this fact, that the Rebbein Shalom's mercy and his compassion and his forgiveness is infinite, that creates the expanse of mind. That creates the v'yigbal liboy. And what's more, v'niz gadol chukose lases, his yearning, his desire to perform mitzvahs is going to increase. V'ritzoyna leitim the brew of Yazra l'avidose, and this fact that we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be compassionate and do goodness for his creation, that will help him. Rebbeinu Shalom, there's a piece by Ramatullah, where Ramatullah writes that if the Rebbeinu Shalom loves to put his presence among, he wants to dwell among the low, Ramatullah writes, "Ein shafal yosef b'meni." He says, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm your man. It don't get no lower than me. Right? If your desire is to dwell among the low, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm here for you. That's what he's saying here. He's saying that this is mamash fulfills the shows the tachlis. I'm going to be the poster child for the Rebbeinu Shalom's Rachmanis. Av shuma oid b'shval ha-madreg, even though the person is at the lowest of the places. Kidei lativ ha-bachrisa, because Hashem wants to do this goodness. V'zeh, next paragraph. V'zeh shalom ha-disboch shamay l'Avram. That's what Hashem says to Avram. Lech lecha, Avram, move on. Me'artzecha, from your land. Umer melad etecha, in your birthplace. Me'beis avich, in your father's home. In this parallel. Sha'ato yisik b'machshav azu. You're pondering this thought. Sha'ato shafal miyay, that you're very low. Machma shibiyoschu mehem kenal, because you're looking at where you stem from, where you come from, where you're looking at your source. Salik ha'machshav azayitz ma'achtzmecha. Lech lecha. Get rid of that thought process. Your heart should become pride in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through you will become known, my holiness will become known as your desire is, because the entire yearning, the whole mission of Avraham Avinu's life was to bring Hashem's presence into this world, and to draw that heavenly compassion into this world. Okay, and he gets into some other sources for why it's Dafka Avraham Avinu. But the bottom line is that the Rav Shitzruv explains these words where he says it's asur, it's forbidden. Why should it be forbidden for a person to say that? It's forbidden because what you're doing is you're saying that Hashem's rachmim is limited. And that you can't say that about, because we just learned the Shai Yichud V'Emunah, that just like the Rabbi Shlom is infinite, his midas are infinite. And that means that his chesed is infinite. And his compassion and his forgiveness are infinite.
There are days where the tshuva doesn't work
in time. Well, not necessarily. It maybe that the Rabbi Shlom is, in maspikin biyodeh la'aseh tshuva, the Rabbi Shlom doesn't assist him, that the do not buy into that. Now, let's go to this next, go back now to the next piece of Divrei Chaim. Where you see, where he talks about this issue of tshuva. Next one should be the Divrei Chaim on Resh Ein Zayin, right?
Yes.
Just want to tell you that. I didn't copy it because it was too much ink. But he says here another piece in Shavuos Dafka, which is fascinating. This comes up right now this week. So he says like this: "V'loy soymar, you shall not say sha'ata rochuk, that you are distant. V'akadosh Baruch Hu ainu mashgiach al bir yakal l'kama yischa, and that Hashem is not going to pay attention to someone as lightweight as you." Don't make yourself into garbage. So the Bavar suggests that he's doing a takeoff here on the words of the, it says in Aseres Hadibros, Leisase lechopesel, which means don't make a idol. So he's saying Leisatzmech Atzmech Psoilus. The Baal Rav says that that's what the Divrei Chaim is referring to. Don't make yourself into garbage. Don't you dare, because there too, that's limiting the same. You're doing the same limitation of Hashem's presence. So look how he puts it here.
Where?
Reish Ayin Zayin. The Divrei Chaim on Shavuos. It's right. This is at the last pieces in the Sefer. Left hand column. Vine ata, second paragraph on the page. Vine, first new paragraph. There you see it in the left hand column. Vine ata now. Kidim shenitake. Before we've done our full tikkun, before we've rectified everything. Vitzrichim lehizor al bitl avodah zarah. The Rebbe Shlom warns us about nullifying avodah zarah. And we haven't fixed it all yet. Despite the fact that idolatry is still among us, we haven't fixed it all. We haven't rectified what we've messed up, nonetheless. Meaning, even before the second of the Ten Commandments, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu even commands us about, already he says, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. Even though there may still be idolatry among you. The Rebbeinu Shlom does not withhold from placing his name upon us. That's what the Ten Commandments begin with. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, personally, not Aleikechem, your God, plural. Aleikecha, I'm every one of your gods. What's more, Hashem adds, "Gam, even though, even though I've just taken you out of the most degraded, lowest place in the world, so you should consider yourselves mamish, the garbage of the world, right? And you were completely entrenched and enveloped and down and dirty with them." The pasuk says that Hashem was disgusted with the level of corruption. And even now, okay, you've left Egypt now, but how does it go? You can't take the whatever it is out of the Jew. You're still not out of the 50th gate. The proof is, why in the world would the Rebbeinu Shleim have to, in the Ten Commandments, the second of the Ten Commandments, say, don't make an idol? If Klal Yisrael had such a high madrega, that Maimed Har Sinai, that the pinnacle of Gilui Shem Shemayim, really? That's what we need to talk about now, Rebbeinu Shleim? Not making an idol? Not serving idolatry? And the answer is, that's what they're holding. They just spent 200 years in Egypt. Mikol Mokim, despite the fact that that's what we need to talk about, nonetheless, the Rebbeinu Shleim says, Anochi Hashem Aleikecha, I'm Hashem your God. It's okay. We'll deal with it. We'll fix it up. U'miyachid Shmei Alech, the Rebbeinu Shleim places his name upon you. So he says unbelievable words. U'be'emes, the truth is, the next paragraph, Hadibrais Nemru Likol Echod Mi Yisrael. The Dibrais were said to every single Jew. Kimavayim Midrash, Shemu B'Piyutim. As is explained in the Medrash and in the Piyutim that we say on Shavuos. Umizeh Yuchal Kol Echod Likach Musar Haskel Shashem Itoi. Every one of us has to take Chizuk from Arechi Hashem Aleikecha, that Hashem is with us. V'lo yeyayish atzmai, we are not to despair mimashavar averis hadeira, from the fact that we've done horrible things up until this point. Not relevant. U'mimash adayin enim mitukin karoi, about the fact that we have not yet fixed it all up, that we haven't done tshuva, still not reason for despair. Ki be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shemo yalkol echad miYisrael, the Rebbeinu Shleilam designates his name on every single Jew, hagam she'over averis harbi, even though the person has done many averis. U'kesho'ele b'ritzayin eloshev v'ledavik b'Hashem, when the person comes to the conclusion, makes the decision to go back and to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem mikarvoy, the Rebbeinu Shleilam will bring us close, v'nikra likov, and he will be called our personal God, gam terem shalsa tshuva haroi, even before we do the appropriate tshuva, al pi tikkun ha-tshuva, I'm a very specific year. So a person can open up a Chavis Halvavis, an Ereshus Chachma, and they see that they, for the things that we've done, that we need to fast 150 years. And he's saying here that even before all of that is done, nonetheless, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is Miyachid Shemoy Aleinu. He places his name upon us, and Nikar Yedid and all that kind of neat stuff.
Because we want to do tshuva?
Because we will do tshuva, that's right. Because we have the rotzen to do tshuva. So he's making a divide here between tshuva and tikkun. Yes, there is an inyan of tikkun. We have to go back and fix what we've messed up. But that is not critical to Hashem's being miyachid shemai. And the proof he's bringing is awesome. The proof is from Maimed Har Sinai itself. You see that the Rebbeinu Shleilam had to address the issue of Avodah Zarah, and despite that, he still says, Anechi Hashem Aleikecha, I am your God, every individual Jew. The Yismach Moshe in Parshas Hazino addresses the same issue, and he puts it into the psukim that it says there by Avram and Light. It says by Avram and Light that Vim Hayamin Vasmeila Vim Asmeila Yamina. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. The Zohar there says, Avram don nishmasa. Avram is the neshama. Light is the Yetzara. See, it's Moshe that says there that the Yetzara comes at us in one of two ways. If we're feeling okay about ourselves, or we're getting ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn, to daven, to perform a mitzvah, he comes at us and you're really so compromised. You really shouldn't do this. You're making things much worse. There's no way the Rebbeinu Shleilam is interested in your mitzvahs. You're such a broken, filthy vessel, right? Conversely, if somebody else dares to do anything to us, then the Yetzirah comes and says, you are such a tzaddik and you've got it so right. That person is so low. You ought to go over and wipe them out. Or when it comes to an Avera, he says to us, don't worry about it. You've done so many already. It ain't going to make a difference. Right? So he says like this, Vim Hayamin, if the Yetzer Hara, if Lloyd comes to us with the right side, selling us our righteousness, Masvila, sell him distance. Then tell him where to go. Vimasmoil, but if he comes at you with the left, telling you that you're worthless, Vimina, then you got to tell him, Vayigbali Bevedark Hashem, then you got to tell him where it's really at. Don't allow the Yetzer Hara to turn us into garbage. So the Osur Lasis came that the Divrei Chaim is telling us here is really dependent upon what we learned in the Shari Yichud V'Emunah. Because since the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are completely and totally one with Him, they are as infinite as He is. And if that's the case, then His Chesed and His Mechila and His Rachmim is equally infinite. Do not allow the Yetzer Hara to contaminate us ba'amav with our feeling down and extinguished. That's where he gets us. And our response to that needs to be a resounding Ich bin Ayid. The Rebbeinu Shalom said to me personally, Anoichi Hashem Alikecha, I am Hashem your God. And that means even with the Avodah Zarah and even with all the compromise that we've done, he's interested in our Avodah. Okay. Next week. Mitzvah Hashem.